Begin the current daf Masechet Seif and daf Ayin Dal. We begin two lines up from the bottom of the Amud on Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, where the Gemara quotes what was mentioned at the end of the previous daf, and that is on this Amud, a little further up from the end of what we had quoted on daf Ayin Gimel, which was related to a discussion of why Rav did not want to be goyis on the Mishnah on the previous daf regarding when there was a discussion if one had done Shituvim Mevois and not a Rebbe Chatzeris, or if one needed, it was a Machlekes, if you need to have Shituvim Mevois and a Rebbe Chatzeris, that Rav did not want to be goyis, that the Chatzeris are Psucha Zulazu, that they open into each other, because then one would not be able to make a Shituvim Mevois. So the Gemara concluded the reason being is because Rav Lishitasi held that one cannot have a Mavi with its leniencies unless that they have the houses, two houses open into one courtyard and two courtyards open into one mavai, but lacking those properties, which would be the case if the chatzeris are psucha zulazu, that they're open into each other and not necessarily from the chatzeris into the mavai, then we would not have the leniencies of the mavai. And that is where our Gemara begins quoting that statement and saying that this is a machloikis and a mairam regarding what is the criteria that's necessary to permit the mavai with its leniencies. So gufo, we learned this halacha that Amar Rav, Ein mavoi nitra b'lechi v'kar, we do not permit a mavoi with a lechi in a car. That is, a mavoi is an alleyway that has the courtyards that open up into the mavoi, and we have the houses open up into each individual courtyard. Then we say that this mavoi that's closed on three sides and open on the fourth side too, Rishos HaRabim, that we permit it with a lechi, with a side post or a kair with a crossbeam, that is we give this leniency for a mavoi only, and we continue on top of Ayin Dalam and Aleph, Ad Sheyiu Bat Mechatzeris Psuchen Latecha. Unless, if we have the criteria that we have houses and courtyards open into the mavoi, that is, we have to have two houses in each courtyard, and then two courtyards open them to the mavoi, that will give it the definition of a mavoi, and then it will have that leniency of having a lechi and kair. But if it doesn't have two houses, if let's say it has only one house in each courtyard, or not two courtyards, but only one courtyard, then it would not have that leniency. It would not be permitted unless it would have a closed wall. It wouldn't be permitted with the leniency of a lechi and a kair. That's Rav's opinion. That's what we had mentioned in the previous stuff. However, the Gemara brings two other opinions. The Shmuel, Amar Shmuel says, "Afila bayis echad v'chatzar achas." Even one house and one courtyard, that is a house without a courtyard, and a courtyard where another house is open into it, that is enough. One does not need to have, like Rav said, two houses open into each courtyard and then two courtyards opening up into the mavoi. Rabbi Yechon says, "Afila churva." Even a ruin, that is a building that's totally in ruins on one side and the courtyard on the other side, because there's no courtyard without a house, even that would be enough in creating the area of a mavoi. That is, we consider that now a mavoi that other things are open to it, even though there's a churva. So the Gemara discusses this last opinion of Rabbi Yechon. Amalei Baal Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yechonon afilu b'shvil shakram, did Rabbi Yechonon state his opinion even by a path that goes through a vineyard? And that is, if let's say that path of the vineyard is open to the mavoi on one side and the courtyard on the other side, that even that would qualify, because we see that he allows, even if there's a churva, that itself is already enough to be considered another area that now we're viewing this as a mavoi. Would he say the same thing even if it's just a shvil shakram, just a path in the vineyard, that would also qualify, that now we see things opening up into it, that this would be viewed as a mavoi? So Amalei said to him, no. Lo yom Rabbi Yechonon el b'churva, he only went that far to say it by, at least if it's a ruin, the chazi ledir, because on some level at least it's fit to be used as a dwelling. But regarding a path in the vineyard, where that's not even worthy on any level to be viewed as a residential area, as a dwelling, there he did not say that that would be enough to be considered, that we have these areas opening up to the mavi, to view it as a mavi, that would not be enough. It's only at least a churva that on some level is chazi ledir. So now the Gemara says, in regards to the main idea of what Rabbi Yochanan is conveying, is that Amr Rav Huna Bar Chinna, va'az Rabbi Yochanan l'tamiyaz. The Gemara will explain, Rabbi Yochanan is going according to an opinion he expressed elsewhere. So now, like we learned in the Mishnah later on, that says, Amr Rav Shimon says, echad gagus, whether it be roofs, ve'echad karfifus, or whether it be enclosed areas for non-residential purposes, ve'echad chateris, or courtyards, they're all considered as one domain for the vessels that had started Shabbos inside of them, which means that they're all one rishus to carry the kelim that were there on, let's say, one roof. Then you could carry that to another roof. And we don't say just like the dwellings underneath, which is under the roof, are separate from other domains, and that you can't carry from one domain to another without making erev, so too on the top. We don't say that. And similarly, we say that vessels that had started off Shabbos in one courtyard, you're allowed to take out to another courtyard without an Erev, and so too from a Karfaf, which is enclosed non-residential area, to a Chatzar, and from a Karfaf to the roofs. Since all these areas are similar in the sense that they're non-residential areas, people do not live in Karfifis, or in Chatzeris, or in Gagis, so we view it halachically as one area, and therefore, even if no Erev was made, you can carry from one roof to another, to a courtyard, to a Karfif. They're not a problem. However, but not to vessels that had started off Shabbos, in other words, by Bein HaShmashos, which is the time period which defines where your residence is. If the vessels were in a house by Bein HaShmashos, there we won't say that halacha. And that is, although we say that a person has to make an Erev from one chatzah to another, that is intrinsically really one does not have to, as Reb Shimon says, because it's considered one large area, you could carry from one chatzah to another even without making Erev. It's only because of the vessels that start off Shabbos in the house of this chatzah, then you to take it out from that chatzah to another chatzah, that would be a problem because that's not considered the same domain. It's only the chatzeris and the gagas and kafifis, but the bayis that now came out to its chatzah, that cannot be then transported to another chatzah. That would be for those type of vessels which would require an Erev because they're not considered the same area. So now regarding this, the Gemara brings a machlokes amiram. V'amar Rav says, halacha k'Reb Shimon, halacha like Reb Shimon, that the chatzeres that are you could take out from one to the other without an Erev, you really don't need to make an Erev, but v'hu sheli irvu. That's only if there was no Erev made from the people in the chatzer for each one individually. And therefore, since they did not, the homes did not join together to make a Eruv Chatzeres, they're not allowed to take out from their homes to their courtyard. Now, since you're not going to find any vessels that started off Shabbos in the home, in the courtyard, because you can't carry from the home to the courtyard because you didn't join the Eruv Chatzeres, so therefore there's no point of making a decree and saying that we shouldn't allow vessels that started off Shabbos in one chatzer to take it to another one, that because you're concerned that maybe you're going to take vessels that start off in the home to the chatzah and then take it to another chatzah, because since you can't take from the home to the chatzah because no Erev was made, so therefore there's no reason to be concerned. That is where we say halacha is like Reb Shimon, that technically halacha lemaisa, you could take from one chatzah to another even without making Erev. Aval Erev, but Rav says if an Erev was made, and that is now the homes in this chatzah can carry from their home to the chatzah, Gazrinan Dilma Osila Fuki Mani Debatim, then we are concerned, we make a decree that since we might come to take the vessels of the home that's in this courtyard, lechatzer, to the courtyard of another courtyard, that is because since if we allow you to take from one courtyard to another, you might take something that started off Shabbos in the home, which is not the same domain as a different chatzer. They could take to this chatzer because they made a Eruv Chatzeres, but to another chatzer which was not joined in the Eruv Chatzeres cannot be taken. So therefore, in such a case, we do not say that Allah is like Reb Shimon, and you would not be able to take from one chatzer to another because we're concerned that you might take something that started off Shabbos in the home, which then ultimately can end up in its own chatzer, which cannot be taken to another chatzer. That's Rav's opinion. Shmuel says, no. Bein irvu u bein lo irvu, whether the people of that chatzer made an Erev with all their homes to be able to carry in their chatzer from their home to the chatzer or not, either way you can still take from something that started off Shabbos in the chatzer to another chatzer, even though they're not ma'uriv, because we're not concerned that if we allow you to take something that started off Shabbos in the chatzer, you might take something that started off Shabbos in the home, and that will be an isser of haitzah. So too, Rabbi Yechanan said like Shmuel that we do not make this gezer that Rav had said, that halacha k'Reb Shimon bein irvu bein la irvu, that halacha is like Reb Shimon, whether the home is made an Erev or not, even when they make an Erev, we're not concerned that we allow you to take from one chatzah to another, even without an Erev. So now the Gemara concludes, where we see Rabbi Yechanan is latame. Alma loy gezrinan, so we see that we do not make a decree according to Rabbi Yechanan. Dilma osi lafuki mani debatim lochatzah, we're not concerned that you might take the vessels from the home into the courtyard, and then from that courtyard to another courtyard, which will be an Isser, which is not Ma'urv. So Achenami here also, Rabbi Yechanan says the same idea, that Loi Gezrinon Dilma Asila Fuki Mani Dechatz L'Chorva, we do not make a decree that you might come to take the vessels of the courtyard to the ruins. And that is through the Mavoi, because technically the Chorva is a separate domain that has an owner. And that churva did not join together in the shittiv of the mavoi. And the reason why it cannot is because since it does not make it forbidden, therefore it cannot join. And how do we know that a churva will not make it forbidden? Because we had learned in Daf Ayin Beis that a churva does not make it forbidden, because the only thing that makes it forbidden for to be considered a joint area, not a reshus hayachid, if let's say this person did not join together, is only according if it's either makam pita or makam lina. There was a machlekes regarding what we view as your residence in that area, if that's where you eat or that's where you sleep. And therefore, here we see that the churva cannot make it aser, it cannot join together in the sheet of mavois, and yet in spite of that, we find Rabbi Yochanan says that it's mutter. Now, what would that? How would that be if it didn't join together? Obviously, because we're not concerned that you're going to come to take the vessels from the chatzar to the churva, and that's the same idea that we're not concerned that one is going to do a transportation to make a gezeira based on that same idea that Rabbi Yochanan says over there, that we're not concerned you're going to take the vessels from the home to the courtyard and to another courtyard, and therefore you're allowed to carry. Here also, Rabbi Yochanan will view this churva as a way of contributing to the structure of the mavoi, and we're not concerned that one might come to carry from the chatzar to the churva. So now the Gemara continues, as Yosef Rav Bruna v'kamal hashmaitis. Rav Bruna was sitting, and he was saying over this statement that Shmuel had said, not like Rav, that a fill a bias of a chatzar. It's not like Rav says that you have to have two homes open into each courtyard, and then two courtyards open up into the mavi, and only then we will give it the status of a mavi with all its leniencies. But even if there's one house and one courtyard. So Amalei Belaza, Barbi Rav, a student of the yeshiva, Amar Shmuel Hachi, did Shmuel really say this? Amalei Yinsa said, yeah. So Amalei said to him, Achvili Ushbizi, show me where his host is. I want to know where he's staying so I can go and ask him if this is really what he said. So Achvili, he showed him. So Asalukami de Shmuel, he came in front of Shmuel, Amalei, so he said to him, Amar Hachi, did the master, did Shmuel, did you really say this? Amalei Yinsa says, yeah, that's what I said. All you need is one house and one chatzar. So he asked, Vamar Hu Da'amar, but you yourself had said, Ein lonu be'erivin el kaloshin mishnasenu. We only have by erivin to be lenient with the terminology that was used precisely by the Mishnah. What's the terminology of the Mishnah? It says, Shahamovu lechatseiros kechatz labatim. That the mavoi is the equivalent with its chatseiros, with the courtyards that open up into it, just like a chatz or courtyard is with the homes open into the courtyard. And that is what? You wanted to tell us that to be precise in reading, that it says chatzeros, it says plural courtyards and doesn't say chatzar in the singular. And therefore you see that you have to have chatzeros open into the mavi and not one chatzar. So how can you go ahead and say that to create a mavi with its in its status as a mavi, with its leniencies, with one chatzar and not two chatzeros? So the Gemara says, Ishtik Shmuel was quiet. So the Gemara asks, Kibla Minei, was the reason why Shmuel was quiet, was it that he accepted from him and that he retracted his opinion to what Rav had said, that you need to have two chatzers? Or did he not accept and he was just quiet, not that he was agreeing? So the Gemara says, Tashma, let's prove that he did not retract and he did not agree and he held to his opinion that it's enough with one bias and one chatzer. Dahu Mava, because there was this Mavli, this alleyway, to have a dire bay Avis by Ihi, where Avis by Ihi had lived. So he made a side post, and Shmuel permitted him to create that mavoi, which is one of the leniencies of mavoi, to be able to use a lechi, in that mavoi that he lived in. So we continue on to Amud Beis. So Asr Rav Anan came after Shmuel passed away. Shadya, he threw down the side post, basically saying that this is not a valid lechi. So Amar, so Avis said, whoa, mavoi de darna bay, in the mavoi, where I live, and I'm coming from the halachic standing of the master Shmuel, Nisi Rav Anan bar Rav Nishad Yimin, and then along comes Rav Anan bar Rav, and he's going to throw it down, he's going to throw down this lechi that I had, and the reason why he threw it down was because it was only a bias and a chatzar, and that is, Rav says that that's forbidden to do, because that's not a mavi with its leniencies of a lechi and a kaira. So the Gemara says, Shmamino, so from that you can infer that Shmuel was the one that permitted the Lekibli Mineh, that Shmuel did not accept, and he held that it is enough with one bias and one chatzar. You don't have to have two batim and two chatzars. And that the Gemara says, no. Lo'ilim em l'chokim, really I could say that Shmuel was makabel, and he held you need to have two chatzars. But v'hocho, here it was a different misunderstanding that was going on. Chazanahu dahava ochol nahama bebeise. There was the shamish, the attendant of the shul, that he would eat bread in his home. Now, that mavoi, the reason why Shmuel said that it was permitted was because this chazan, that he ate bread in his house, because he had that he had in another place. But va'asi bais bebei kanishna, he would come to sleep in the shul, which was open to that mavoi. Now, when Rav Anan threw it down, the chazan, the shamish of the shul, wasn't sleeping anymore there in the shul. Now, And therefore, now that there's no more two chatzeres, because what he was sleeping, there's no one anymore utilizing that other chatzer where the shul is to consider it as a makam dir because he stopped sleeping over there. So even now he threw it down. But ve'evis ba'ihu savar, the reason was that evis ba'ihu, he thought that the reason of Shmuel wasn't because that the chazan, that the attendant of the shul that he slept there. Rather, he thought that makam pitagar, that what defines a person's residence is where he eats. Now, the attendant, the chazan of the shul, did not eat in the shul. And therefore, he held that that couldn't have been the reason why Shmuel permitted it. So obviously, we're not considering the chazan over there because he doesn't eat over there. So now, must be that that's not considered a valid chatzah to permit it. And therefore, there's only one chatzah, one bais. So what are you doing throwing it down? I don't care that he stopped sleeping over there. It doesn't make a difference. It doesn't have anything to do with it. It has to do with you eating. And he never ate there anyway. And therefore, there's one chatzah, one bais, and Shmuel permitted. Why are you throwing it down? However, Shmuel Tamei, the reason is that Shmuel went according to his opinion. The Amar Mokam Lina Gram, that he said that what defines a person's residence is where they sleep. And therefore, before, when Shmuel was still alive and he permitted it, which was the same with Rav Anna bar Rab, was because there was the chazan that slept there in the shul. And therefore, it was the equivalent of two chatzeres. And that's why Shmuel permitted it, but not because he disagreed with Rab, is that he considered it that it was two chatzeres because the chazan slept there. And that is why he permitted it, but not because he held that it was a mutter with one bias and one chatz. Now the Gemara introduces something that will come back to the topic that we had mentioned. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Mavoi shetzide echad oivik achavim. Regarding a mavoi that is an alleyway and has chatzeres open to it on either side, if one side is inhabited by an idol worshiper, v'tzide echad Yisrael, and one side is a Jew, and the mavoi is between them. Now, if there are Jewish homes near the home of that Jew that open up into Rishus HaRabim, but not into the mavoi, and there are windows between those houses, like some Rashis have that picture, where there's a mavoi separating the chatzer of the Akum and the Yisrael. Now, there are two other Yisrael homes that do not directly open into the mavoi. That is, one Yisrael home opens into the other one with a window, and the other one has a window open to that one, and that Yisrael one is that opens up into the mavoi. But those Yisraels open up into the Rishus HaRab. So regarding such a case, Rav said, Ein ma'arven oisei derech haloynis, we do not permit them to join together in the air through their windows, and that is one with the other, all the Yisraelim, to be considered that they're joined in the air of the mavoi. L'hatiroi derech pesachem l'mavoi, to permit them through the entryways that they have to the mavoi, and that is for them to be able to transport their vessels to the mavoi through the openings that they have from one to the other, all the way to the mavoi, as the Gemara will explain, that is not permitted. So on that, the Gemara asks, Amalei Abayla Rav Yosef, is that the case, Amar Rav Afilu B'chatzer, did Rav say this halacha even by a courtyard? That is the equivalent case, not with a mavoi, but rather with a courtyard. And that is, if you have a Jew and a non-Jew that are living in the same courtyard, and you have not the chatzeres of Yisraelim, but rather the homes of Yisraelim near the house of that Yisrael that open up into the Rishus HaRabim, but not into the chatzer, where it's forbidden to join through the windows and to transport their vessels from their home into the courtyard. Now, Rashi says the reason why we picked windows is because it's not the way for people generally to make big openings from one home to another. That's why we pick in the case of Chaloinus. But the idea is that we had said a halacha in the name of Rav, that the Yisraelim cannot join through their openings that they have if they don't open directly into the Mavoi, they only open to the other Yisrael. Now, Abai had asked to Rav Yosef, would the same thing apply in the lower scale of a chatzer? We have one bias of the Akum open to the chatzer. You have another bias of Yisrael open to the chatzer. Now you have other batim of Yisrael not open into the chatzer, but rather one bias open into the other bias, which then opens up into the Yisrael's bias that opens up into the chatzer. And there the question would be, would we say over there also that they would not be able to join with that final house of the Yisrael that opens up to the chatzer to join with them through the windows? So Amalei, so Rav Yosef answered him, and yes, it's true that even there Rav would say that they would not be able to join together. And he proved it. He says, the Eloi, because if not, Omar, if he didn't say that the same thing would apply, even in the Chatzar, so then my. So what would you think to say that there's a difference between the case of the Chatzar and the Mavoi, to say that he only says it by Mavoi and not by Chatzar? L'chair, it's the same halacha that you have to open directly into the area that you want to be joined together. What's the difference if it's a Mavoi or if it's a Chatzar? So that Abaye said, no, that's not a raya, because I could find a difference between the cases. Havamin, the time of the Rav, I would have thought to say the reason of Rav that he said that's Aser, which would say Dafka by the case of Mavi, which it said, because Rav holds, as that we had been mentioning before in the Gemara, that Ein Mavi Nitra Balechi V'Karev, that a Mavi is not permitted with a Lech and a Karev, which a side post and a crossman, which are the leniencies of a Mavi, until you have homes and courtyards open up into the Mavi. Now here, you have only one chatzur that's opening up into the Mavi. And the reason being, because the dira of the Nachri, of the non-Jew, is not considered a dira. And therefore that, I would have thought, is what Rav is saying, that these Yisraelim don't open up into the Mavi. So you ultimately only have one chatzur opening up, because the other chatzur of the Akum is not considered a chatzur in halacha for it to be viewed as a halachic Mavi, because it needs two chatzeres. I would have thought that was what he was saying, which has no relevance to the case of a chatzur, which doesn't need that status. And therefore, I would have thought that's the difference. But then, of course, the question would be, v'tarti lamali. So then why would I need two statements from Rav? Rav already had said this halacha, that a mavi is not permitted, or lech and kar, until it has two chatzeis. Why would I need him to say this halacha again, of the house is opening up into the other one, which then opens up, which ultimately would be saying the same halacha? Why would I have to repeat it? On that, it wouldn't be a difficulty, because I could say tzricha. He had to say it twice. Because d'imahi, if I only had that halacha, that general statement that he said, that a mavi is not permitted, unless it has chatzeis, and batim p'suchim l'toichim, and continue at top of ayin hemet aleph, Havmin, I would have thought to say that, yes, you need to have two chatzeres open, but that diris eva kachav mishma dira. I would have thought to say that at least for this halacha of mavoi, that we do view it at least as a chatzer. Technically, it's a structural chatzer that opens up, and although halachically it's still a non-Jew, I would have thought to say that it is considered dira to consider it two chatzeres open, kamash mulan. That's where we have to say our halacha over here, the diris eva kachav mishma dira, that the dwelling of a non-Jew is not considered dira, and therefore you don't have two chatzeres, because his chatzer is not a chatzer, it's only one chatzer, and therefore we won't view it as a mavoi. And if he only said this statement over here, I would have thought to say that I don't know how many houses you need to have. In other words, if we only had the statement over here, I would have thought to say that although by Chatzeris we learn that it's enough with two, that to open up in a Mavi, it will create it as a Mavi if it is two Chatzeris, from the fact that we said one side is a non-Jew, which sounds like, but if both of them would have been Jews, it would have been enough. But by houses, I wouldn't know how many houses have to open up into a Chatzer. On that Kamash Mulan, that's why we needed to say that other statement of Batim Bechatzeres, because when you say Stam Batim, a pluralistic houses and courtyards, it means two houses and two courtyards. Kamash Mulan, that's what the Chiddush is. And that Batim Train, that's what we're telling you, the other halacha, to tell you that you need two houses also. So therefore, it's no proof from there that that's what he holds, because maybe it wouldn't apply to Chatzer, it would only apply to Mavi, and he's repeating it for that halacha. However, the Gemara concludes, but Hashadom Rav Afilachatzer. But now that Rav says it even by Chatzer, as Rav Yosef had said, that the same halacha would apply, that it's you cannot create the Eruv Chatzeris from the other houses of the Israelim open up, they cannot join together because they don't open up directly. Time of the Rav, so what is the reason of Rav then? Because that's not based on this svara of the halacha of Ein Mavim Nitter Elba, but when it has Chatzeres about the Pesuk Matecha, because here it's saying it's even by the halacha of a Chatzer. The Kesava, the reason is because Rav holds, Asal Asas Yachad B'makam Oyev Kechav. We don't allow to have one individual Jew open and in a residential area with non-Jews, and the reason being because we don't want them to learn from their ways, and therefore that's why we don't allow these other Jews to join in the Erev with him, and they cannot join together with him in the Shetuv Mevoyis with other Jews, because we want him to be the only individual Jew. Then he's going to be afraid of the non-Jews that they shouldn't kill him, and therefore he's going to leave, and therefore that svar applies even to a chatzim, to the courtyard. That's not based on the principle which Abai is saying I could have thought to differentiate and say that's only by a mavoi. Therefore, once he's saying that Rav says it's even by Chatzer, the underlying principle is because since he's the only one open to the courtyard, we don't allow the other Jews to join with him, that he shouldn't be afraid. Because we want him to be afraid, because we don't want him to learn for the non-Jew who he shares the courtyard with, that, or the mother with the non-Jew. So Rav Yosef commented on this. He says, Ihachi, if that's the case, the way you're explaining, Haina de Shamana Leila Reb Tavla Dama, now I understand what I heard from Reb Tavla, that he had said, and that is in regards to explaining this statement of Rav, that Oyvah Kechavim, Oyvah Kechavim Trei Zimni. When he said this halach of Rav, he repeated himself twice, Oyvah Kechavim, non-Jew, idol worshiper, idol worshiper. But I didn't understand what he was saying, why he was repeating it two times. But now I understand because he was explaining the halacha of Rav, that a mavi, that one side is oivik achavim, that's the first time he said the word non-Jew. A ma'arv, and I say that you cannot be ma'arv the entire thing, and the reason being is because it's forbidden to have a yachid, an individual, in the place of oivik achavim, where a non-Jew is. That's the reason why he repeated himself two times, that why can't you do it, b'makim oivik achavim, is because we don't want him to learn from the ways of the oivik achavim. That's one interpretation of Rashi. The other interpretation Rashi says is that he repeated himself twice, oivik achavim, to say that the halacha applies both by a mavi and a chatzah, the way Rav Yosef had said that it's both by a mavi and a chatzah, as we had explained, because that is the svara that we don't want an individual Jew to be with Oivik Chacham.